Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on abstinence, on the virtue of poverty, and having a disinclination for the things of this world. You find in this world, person wants to continuously gather more and more and more. And when a person has got so much now, the next thing now he wants to do is what to do with that money that I have collected, I have gathered. I need to do something with the money. So one of the things the person thinks of is investing. And then you find a person will invest and invest. And then he'll see now locally there isn't so much investments. Things are not looking so secure. What to do with this money? Now he thinks, let me invest offshore. So now he look at other countries. He look at Dubai, he look at UK, people look at Turkey, Europe, different countries people look at. Offshore countries. Now where can I put my money? So all the time this insan is thinking that what can I do with this money? I got so much of money. What must I do? So continuously this brain is working. Whereas if you look at the reality and the hakikat, is if a person owns a palace, a massive palace, and in that palace he's got 100 rooms, for example. And in each room he's got the best finishes. In each bedroom there he's got the best finishes. He's got the best bed. He's got the best duvet. He's got the best duvet covers. He's got the best bed sheets. He's got the best air conditioning. He's got the best frames, he's got the best wallpaper, he's got the best carpentry, best carpets, best chandeliers. In every room he's got like the best. But yet you'll find the same person that at one time he can only sleep in one room, on one bed. The other beds are just there in the mind that I got it there, but I can't benefit from all at one time. This is the dunya, it's got its limitations. Similarly, a person can have 10 cars. Can have the most expensive cars, but any one time he can only drive and sit in one car. This is the limitation that he's got. It's in the mind that I got those other cars. That mind that thinks that I got it makes him feel nice. One person was telling me day before yesterday, he's saying before when I should see that dollar price going up, I used to feel upset, sad now because prices are increasing here, we are losing out a little bit, exchange rate is not so good. He says, but now I'm feeling nice. Mentally I'm feeling nice. I asked him, why are you feeling nice? He says, because I've moved a lot of my money offshore. So now the offshore assets are increasing. Even though locally I know I'm losing. But in the mind is feeling nice. Now this is how insan is thinking when he's in this world. But look how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today's hadith will tell us, how Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is telling us what is the hakikat, what is the reality. All what you are thinking is what is in your mind, that I got this, I got that, I look on it on the balance sheet, on my computer I can see how much I got, it's all there, I can see it in black and white, but that's about what I can see. At the end of the day I can't have all that money that I got in my pocket, I can just have it in my mind and I can have it on the screen, I can have it on the paper, but what is really mine? Today's hadith will teach us that what is really ours. An Abdullah ibn Shikhir رضي الله عنه أنه قال أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يقرأ الهاكم التكاثر قال يقول ابن آدم مالي مالي وهل لك يا ابن آدم من مالك إلا ما أكلت فأفنيت أو لبست فأبليت أو تصدقت فأمضيت رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Shikhir radiyallahu anhu narrated, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst he was reciting Surah Takathur, Al-Hakumut Takathur. Mutual, what it means? Mutual rivalry for increasing worldly things thy virtue. There is a rivalry that is going on. All the time we are trying to increase more and more and more. 1 million to 2 million, 2 million to 3 million, 3 million to 4 million. So continuously this is going on. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting these verses, Al-Hakum Al-Takathur, that mutual rivalry for increasing worldly things diverts you. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, that man says, my wealth, my wealth, my wealth. Like how we were explaining, person say that offshore investment is mine, this investment is mine, that property is mine, this is mine and that is mine. So man is saying, my wealth, my wealth, my wealth. Oh man, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, oh man, do you possess any other wealth except what you ate? And anything except what you ate and you digest it, what you wore and it wore it out, what you gave in charity and sent it forward for the year after. This is really what is ours. What we ate, that is really ours, because that came into our stomach, we ate it, we digested it, that is ours. It's not just in the head, some offshore investment, some building. It's not something just like that. It is something that really we ate, we benefited from, we ate it, we digested it. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we wore it, clothes, we wore it physically on ourselves, and we wore it out, now finished, that is used up. That is really ours, what we ate and we used up, what we wore and we used up, that is really ours, it's not something just in the mind. And the third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, that what a person has given in charity for himself, that is really his, that is what he'll find in the year after. Everything else, the moment his eyes close, somebody else is waiting to inherit it. It goes to someone else. Before he knows it, his eyes is closed. That offshore investments, those buildings, those investments are already gone to someone else. So intelligent person is one who utilizes things. If really it is his, then he'll either use it to eat the proper things. He'll either use it as far as his clothing is concerned, and he will use it obviously intelligently, not wasting. And what a person is being intelligent about is taking that money and investing it for akhirat, because that will daily be his. When his eyes close, he'll still find this on that side. The other money, it'll be gone to someone else, and very often the someone else that gets it, because they didn't work for it, they bust it up very, very quickly. All that this man worked for and he sweated for and he thought that was his, suddenly is gone, and before he knows it is all busted up. So therefore intelligent is one who take his money and utilize it for the akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.